This weekend, the country formerly known as Burma is holding democratic elections. These are the first real elections in decades. The ongoing democratic transformation in Burma, knock wood, is ending the 50-year isolation of the country, and everybody there has something at stake. Including these guys, a punk band called Side Effect. They're in Yangon, Burma's biggest city, and they want a global audience. Ike Sriskandaraja has their story.
No flashlight app?
Yeah, that would be great.
There's a blackout in Yangon, but Side Effect's frontman Darko C makes the most of it. Candlelight's not that bad.
It's nice, yeah. Nice and beautiful, huh?
He huddles around the flame in a studio space with his bandmates Joseph.
Yeah, I'm Joseph. Yeah, I'm the guitarist. Yeah, and Joseph is my little brother.
And Setu.
Hi, my name is Setu. I am the drummer from Side Effect.
Side Effect's story sounds like every band story you've ever heard. A group of friends starts playing music for fun. This was back in 2004. They don't have the best gear. Setu doesn't even own a drum.
I just practice at my home with the books. Yeah, books and stick.
That's punk rock.
Punk rock? Sure.
They wanted to sound like the Strokes, the White Stripes, and Nirvana, but nobody around understands their music. And at local venues, they run up against the cover acts.
The bands that play there are like cover bands, playing the Cranberries and the Cars.
Sure.
And yeah, Hotel California, that kind of thing.
It gets worse, actually. Burmese Justin Bieber. When they do get on stage, the audience is half their friends and the other half is confused.
Yeah, they didn't like our music and stuff, so, you know, they were just standing there, you know, staring at us, and, you know, a guy, he shouted at us that, you know, he would pay, like, $40,000 for us to go back to our home.
No chump change.
And then we told them that, no, we won't. We're gonna play, like, 65 songs, and he was sad. We don't really care, you know, we just go on and on and on.
Finally, they were ready to put out an album. But then this band story stopped sounding like every other. Darko had to take his lyrics to the censorship authority, controlled by the military junta.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right? So, yeah, we don't have a choice.
Darko had two songs rejected. Not for politics, but for morals. One's about a prostitute.
Like a hooker. So she was looking for a client during the night, and then she was just followed by a drunken, you know, thugs, and then she had to run away. I wrote that song, I mean, to be funny, but they didn't really find that funny, and they banned that song, and yeah, we were like, yeah, okay, f*** it.
The censors had banned songs for mentioning cigarettes or alcohol, but Side Effect got this one through. YYY, Burmese for getting drunk, a victory in the fight for the right to party. But they still didn't have any money. So like independent bands all over the world, they decided to put out a hat. On the internet, with a crowdfunding site called Indiegogo. Side Effect only had a few fans in Burma, but on Indiegogo, they won over an international audience to the tune of $3,000.
We thought that was great, you know, they were very kind to us and, you know, their messages to us, it was very touching, you know.
Setu was going to buy his own drums and Side Effect could release their debut album.
But then
it's still Myanmar.
We got that message from Indiegogo that our account has been frozen because it violates the rules of US sanctions.
Everyone is waiting for those sanctions to lift, maybe after this weekend's election. But Secretary Hillary Clinton recently said before lifting the sanctions, the State Department wanted to see all remaining political prisoners released. There may be nearly 1,700. an end to violence in ethnic minority areas, and proof of fair elections. That could take a while. Darko takes it in stride.
I don't really want to blame them about their sanctions towards Myanmar. I can understand the situation, but, you know, politics is more complex than physics, right?
Side Effect has spent their career steering clear of politics, singing about drinking and women. But the new freedoms are intoxicating.
Now it's okay. I think, you know, we got the chance to use Twitter, and now people can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and yeah, SoundCloud, and Reverb Nation.
Hey, they say it's time to change, the change we've always wanted.
So Side Effect has to get political. In their practice space during a blackout, Darko is trying to capture the feeling of what's happening in Myanmar right now, with lyrics in English for all you independent music fans out there.
Can you hear me out? You just slowed us down with your sanctions, but you'll never understand our broken dreams. Oh,
for Studio 360, oh, I'm Ike Srikandarajan.
And you can hear some of Side Effect's songs fully produced at Studio360.org.